Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8:11 now, Thursday morning. Every now and then we check in with Dr. B, our good friend, Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. How you doing, Dr. B?
Hey, Tommy. I'm doing great. How about you?
Good. How are those boxers?
Doing okay. Crazy as usual.
Have you ever wondered, and I was saying this earlier before we get to the serious subject matter here, and I was looking at the dog yesterday just completely tearing a $20 toy apart and stopping and looking around. I'm just wondering, what is going on in there? What are you thinking about? Are you thinking...
I don't think they're thinking very much.
Are you thinking, well, let me get back to destroying this. You can go back and buy some more stuff. Oh, what was that?
I know. I do sometimes wonder if I should just throw a 20 on the floor because they go through them pretty quickly.
That's what I was thinking. I'm thinking, would you rather the money, maybe? Well, good health isn't just about how you feel physically. Your mental wealth well-being is important, too. Your mental well-being is important, too. But it's not always easy to share your feelings and ask for help. That's why Dr. B is here from People's Health to talk about your mental health and why it's so important to have open conversations with your doctors. And Dr. B, I guess we'll start with, what is mental health?
Yeah, sure. So, you know, mental health is actually pretty simple. It's really just, it's everything that includes your emotions, your psyche or how you feel psychologically, and your social well-being. And mental health really affects everything in your life. It affects how you feel, how you think, and even sometimes how we act, you know, to ourselves and to others. And it's a major part of your overall health because research has shown over and over that if you take care of your mental health, you're actually going to improve your physical health as well. And it works in both ways.
It seems like when you say mental health, sometimes it can be pejorative or people can look at that negatively when in fact everybody has mental health. It's either good or it's not good. Let's talk about mental health conditions. What is a mental health condition?
Yeah, so there's a whole host of mental health conditions, and these are, you know, medical conditions that really affect a person's emotions, maybe how they think, and in particular, they can affect how they behave. And so some of the most common that we see, you know, all the time are things like anxiety disorders, depression, and then post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD. So those should all be familiar to people.
Let's start with anxiety disorders. What is that?
Yeah, so it's really common, and everybody feels anxious at times. You know, if you're in a difficult situation, maybe you're going to a job interview or you're speaking in front of a crowd, it's really very common to feel anxiety, and that can be healthy anxiety because it helps you stay alert, maybe helps you stay motivated and get done what needs to be done. But when you have an anxiety disorder, it's something different. It's actually feelings of fear and distress that can become overwhelming and ultimately make it hard to actually do everyday tasks. And there's different types of anxiety disorders. Each one has different symptoms and probably different sources that trigger it. But in general, people that have that condition have that constant feeling of fear or nervousness or maybe even dread accompanied by physical symptoms. So people can actually have shortness of breath or even a racing heart. And some people even will develop stomach aches.
What is depression, Doc? How do you define that?
Yeah, so, you know, depression can actually be very normal. You know, it's normal to feel sad, but clinical depression is actually different than just feeling blue. It can be a very serious mental health condition, because people who have true depression, you know, clinical depression, typically will feel sad and anxious, or maybe not have any feelings at all, and they have this for a long period of time. They no longer enjoy their hobbies, and then they can have effects on their sleep as well. So they may sleep too much, or they may have insomnia and not be able to sleep at all. And then it definitely can affect other things like eating. Some people will overeat when they're depressed. Some people will not eat at all. And like I said, these are really long-lasting. These are not short episodes of depression. They really can make it difficult for you to do anything in life, like work or be social, or sometimes even take care of yourself or others.
So we've talked about anxiety disorder and depression. What is PTSD?
Yeah, so post-traumatic stress disorder, or PTSD, really happens when you've had a truly traumatic event that has lasting effects on your mental health. And so we see a lot of these, in particular, people who have experienced military combat, for example, or an assault, or maybe a severe accident. They can actually develop PTSD where they have flashbacks to that event, and that may cause trouble with them sleeping. It may actually cause them to have these outbursts of anger. And then, as well as that, long-lasting feelings of sadness or sometimes even guilt, depending on what the trigger is.
So if any of this is resonating with people, what should they do, or what should people do if they have symptoms of a mental health condition?
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of people may not realize this, but the first thing you should do is schedule an appointment with your primary care provider, and you should do that right away. And a lot of people say, you know, why primary care? Why not try to go to a mental health specialist? But primary care physicians actually diagnose well over half of all these mental health conditions, and they're not going to go away without treatment in a lot of cases, and often they can actually get worse over time. You know, if you do feel like you're having a really immediate need, if you feel like you need immediate treatment, which does happen, in particular, if you may have feelings about harming yourself or maybe harming others, that's where you need to go to the nearest emergency department, because those situations have to be taken care of right away.
So let's go down, drill down a little bit more on how your primary care provider can help you with your mental health.
Yeah, so primary care can actually do a lot of things for you. You know, mental health concerns are one of the most common things we see on a daily basis. And, you know, what we can do is we can help you talk through those issues, kind of understand what your symptoms are, and then really kind of nail down a diagnosis and provide some tools to you to help manage all of those symptoms that you're having. And those tools can be multiple. You know, we may use different things, like therapy is very important. Medications play a role in this as well. And then maybe lifestyle changes to really support your healthy mind. And the big thing you want to remember is you've got to keep your primary care provider up to date on really all your care. That includes medical care, but it also includes any mental health care that you may be getting. So if you do go see a therapist or a psychiatrist or any sort of mental health provider, you want to let your primary care physician know about it. And in particular, if you've been to the emergency department for a mental health concern or really any concern, you want to let your primary care doctor know about that as well, because they really need a full picture of what's going on with you.
So that's why it's important that you share that with them. And again, it's all covered under privilege, right? Under doctor-patient?
Yeah, absolutely. All of this is confidential, but it's extremely important. You know, you get the best care from your primary care doctor when they've got that full picture of what's going on with you. You know, your provider is going to monitor your symptoms, understand how you feel. They may need to make changes to your treatment depending on how you're doing with what you've been provided. But it's really important to let your primary care provider know, in particular, if you've been prescribed a new medication. medication, for example, you want to make sure that that new medication doesn't interact with anything you're taking. You know, other medications for things like diabetes and high blood pressure, but even some of those supplements people take, vitamins and other things that could interact with this new medication you may have put on.
Let me take a break. We're talking to Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. Good health isn't just about how you feel physically. Your mental well-being is very important, too. That's what we're talking about with Dr. B. We'll come back. We'll talk about what do you tell somebody who's nervous about getting mental health care? 820 Traffic Now, WWL. 825, Tommy Tucker, WWL, back with Dr. Brent Wallace, Dr. B, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health, talking about mental health and how good health isn't just about how you feel physically, but your mental well-being is important as well. So, Dr. B.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Before we went to the break, we talked about what would you tell somebody who's nervous about getting mental health care?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people are nervous having these discussions, maybe even with a family member, but certainly with their physician as well. And actually, men in particular are less likely to have this conversation with anyone. So, I mean, what I would say is, you know, don't let that mental health stigma stop you from getting care. You know, deciding to get treatment for something that is affecting you, especially something as serious as this, or if it's even a physical problem, it's really a sign of strength to go and try to get help. It means you're taking charge of your overall well-being so that you can be there, you know, for yourself and for your loved ones. And then the other kind of key thing to remember is you're not alone in this at all. Mental health conditions are very common. In fact, 1 in 5 adults in America, so that's about 55 million people, has had a mental health condition at some point in their life. And your primary care provider has definitely worked with a lot of patients who have some of these concerns about their mental health. They've got a lot of resources that can help you. So they are the person you want to talk to about this.
I think it's interesting. It's kind of like the thing in the plane where you put the oxygen mask on yourself before you can help anybody else, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you're in a condition where you can't do what you need to do for yourself, you're not going to be able to help your loved ones at all either.
So do you have some tips for like how to talk to a healthcare provider about mental health?
Yeah. Because this can be kind of a difficult conversation, there's a couple of things that I tell people to do to make sure that you're kind of prepared to have this discussion. And one of the most important is, you know, make some notes for yourself. It can be difficult once you get in the room to kind of start this conversation. So write down what you want to tell your provider and, you know, even read those notes, you know, at your visit. We're not going to be upset about that at all. We want to know what's going on with you. And then another thing that a lot of people have probably noticed is when you do all that pre-visit paperwork that we ask you to do, a lot of times some of those forms may have some screening questions in them. We use some screening devices that actually ask questions about your emotions and what your outlook is about things, and those can actually give us an indication of whether we need to initiate a discussion with you. And when we do, please be honest about it. You know, we can't help you if we don't have the full picture. We want to have that discussion about your mental health during the visit, and maybe that'll remove a little bit of the pressure to start that conversation yourself. And then again, just to emphasize, having that open conversation both about your physical and your mental health is really important. We want to help you. We want to make you feel better. And so I can't emphasize enough about being honest about what your feelings are.
Somebody texted in, doctor, about their primary care provider, been seeing them for 30 years. They feel as though they say may have some issues, and they don't want to be viewed in a negative light by their primary care physician. How would you address that? What would you tell them?
Yeah, I would not worry about that at all. I mean, we do develop relationships with our patients, and we want to do what is best for them. So, you know, so feel free to have those discussions with us. We, you know, primary care physicians really want to have those conversations with you because, again, you know, if we can get your mental health, you know, fixed, then we can actually improve your physical health as well. And that's really what we're here to do. So free conversation is absolutely necessary.
And I would think, you know, if you've been treating somebody for a long time, just like, you know, if, when you go to the doctor and you got poison ivy and they ask you, have you been around poison ivy? No, really, that's interesting because you have it. Chances are you can tell something's wrong with the patient before they bring it up, right?
Yeah. And, you know, that's one reason why you should make sure you're establishing a relationship with a PCP. It's important because, you know, over time, they will be able to identify both those physical issues, but they can also tell, you know, if you're coming in and you seem a little bit down or something's off, they're probably going to initiate that conversation with you and ask you what's going on. And that's where you really want to make sure that you're honest and you tell them exactly what's happening because they may be the first ones to actually bring it up to you.
Thank you, Doc. Very valuable information. Dr. Brent Wallace, Chief Medical Officer of People's Health. You can find out more about People's Health plans by visiting People's Health Medicare Center. It's in Metairie 3017 Vets between North Causeway and Trader Joe's. Appointments are recommended, but walk-ins are welcome. You can always go to peopleshealth.com or you can call them at 1-800-978-9765. We'll talk with Eric Scrimeter, Public Service Commissioner, about MISO and the Memorial Day brownout and more when we come back. Right now, time for WWL First News. 844, 16 till 9. I remember Memorial Day because I was cutting grass and went in on that Sunday and went to close the garage door, and it didn't work, and I thought the sun was hitting a beam or whatever. Anyway, come to find out the power was out. Then I took a shower and drove around and saw how extensive this blackout was, and I thought, hey, maybe it is some kind of terrorist attack or something. It didn't turn out to be that, but I don't know if we still know what it was today. Eric Scrimeter joins us now, Public Service Commissioner. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Tommy. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Do we know anything now that we didn't know then? I know one thing that people that know me know, the last thing in the world you want to do is have me catch you in a lie, because once I smell blood, it gets terrible. And I think that's kind of how you are with this.
Yeah, exactly. You know, first off, the number one thing to remember is this is an absolute unacceptable moment in the management of a system, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, we've already, from the 30 seconds after this happened, you know, the commission engaged on what we were going to do to investigate this. So the thing we have found out is that the MISO Transmission Management Organization, the Regional Transmission Organization, gave Entergy and CLECO a 9-minute warning. And it wasn't a 9-minute warning. It was a 9-minute order. It said, you got 9 minutes to shed or turn the power off to 500 megawatts in the Entergy system and 100 megawatts in the CLECO system. And normally, you know, we would have warnings of, we call it, critical load issues. We've actually done this before in the past when we had, you know, we ask people to be conservative and not use power, turn their ACs down, and we've given people public warnings about stuff. But we still believe that, you know, there is hesitancy from MISO to give us the complete truth. We've issued we call it data requests, but what it is interrogatories to MISO. We immediately issued those right after the event. And yesterday we had at our Public Service Commission meeting, MISO personnel came in and gave us a PowerPoint presentation, which I thought was lacking in facts and information necessary to, you know, really understand the process about why they did it, what they did it for, other than to, you know, cast a lot of, I would just say, shade over the whole process. You know, we are going to have a meeting in August where we have, by then we should have all of the interrogatories answered. Our staff is working on this issue. We also, we had some people who I would call mid-level people from MISO show up at the meeting yesterday. I have had the staff are going to issue subpoenas to the top 10 personnel in MISO to get them to come in. And we are going to basically work from the top down and let gravity work on this. And we're going to get to the bottom of it. But what we do know is that from the discussions with Entergy and CLECO, that they were in a position to provide power, and that the MISO, who manages the transmission component of this, is the one who, you know, pushed the panic button on this. And Entergy and CLECO were prepared to deliver power. So this is the problem that's put itself in a position. You know, I have for some time thought that our relationship with MISO is not as fruitful for the public, and that we need to be looking at better options that provide, you know, similar value. And, you know, we've only been in the in this membership with a regional transmission organization since about, I would say, 2016. And before that, the utilities were directly responsible to the commission, where if they made a mistake, we could fine them and get credits for the consumers on their bills. But we cannot do that with MISO because MISO has a contract with the utilities. So it is outside the purview of the Public Service Commission on taking any action against MISO. That exists out in the public sphere. So any action against MISO or the Southwest Power Pool, in the case of the outage that occurred in Shreveport, that could be taking place in the regular civil world. This is something that did not occur before we had memberships in these regional transmission organizations. There are two sections of the United States that do not participate in RTOs, and that is the western part of the United States and also the southeastern part of the United States, half of Mississippi over to the Atlantic seaboard. And we are exploring the possibilities of leaving MISO and moving towards the southeastern mechanism as providing similar value in market value to the consumer, but it would be a program where the utilities sit on a committee and are directly responsible back to the commissions as being responsible for managing their transmission. Again, never had a load shedding event in the state of Louisiana when the utilities themselves were responsible to the commissions. This is something that is a new thing that has manifested itself because I believe they don't have any responsibility to the states, so they have leeway to take this type of action. So, you know, we're facing some unusual activity from these regional transmission organizations that does not need to exist. So I think we got to find a better path.
Yeah, so many questions. Let me take a break. I'll pick it up here. We come back talking to Eric Scarmetta, Public Service Commissioner, rather, about what's going on with MISO. I didn't even know what a MISO was, and nothing just happens. And, Eric, I know you're up to your elbows in this. The average person, I don't think, quite understands exactly today still what is one. It seems to me like it's gone to a surge and water board model. No disrespect to anybody, but where everybody's got their hands in it, but nobody's responsible for anything. And if I'm correct in presuming the PowerPoint presentation, let me bring you back for a second. Yesterday kind of was an overview of the RTOs, but didn't really shed any light on what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought in the end that they identified transmission components that MISO thought were the causation of the problem. But
no answers.
Had the utilities handled this, the utilities would have been well ahead of the problem because, you know, the utilities have, there's a couple of issues. The utilities
okay,
have...
Let me, I shouldn't have brought you back. I'm sorry. Pick it up there when we come back. Eric, 852 traffic now, WWL. 8:57, a half couple of minutes left with Eric Scrametta, Public Service Commissioner, talking about the Memorial Day weekend brownout. Eric, you were going to make a couple of points. Go ahead, please.
Yeah, first thing is, you know, since we joined this mechanism of a regional transmission organization, Entergy doesn't manage the transmission system. It only manages the generation and distribution aspect of these things. Mm-hmm. So they have listened to the MISO program, which had Entergy run in the transmission system, we wouldn't have had this incident happen. You know, the other aspect of this is that I think we have to also look back as when the city of New Orleans closed down 550 megawatts of power and replaced it with 120 megawatts of power with a new power plant. And they had the big fight over, you know, replacing what size power plant. So they put themselves at risk with having to import, you know, the additional power and not have reliable local power in place. So relying on transmission of power, I think, is another issue that, you know, has to be discussed at some point. But I don't, you know, we're there. The other issue that we have to look at is that, you know, if Entergy was managing the system, they would have known well in advance that they had a problem. And then they have these contracts with the industrials called interruptible contracts, where the industrials get less cost for electricity based on the fact that when Entergy needs more power for residents, they can turn the power off to the industrials. But that takes about a four-hour cycle, but they can turn off as much as 400 megawatts of power, and that would have alleviated the need for this. But with a nine-minute warning, it becomes impossible to do this. And like I said, we have in the past, when we know that there's heavy use, put out calls for conservative operations where we tell people, look, turn your AC thermostat up. You know, we're having a need for more power, and we had warning. The problem is that we believe somebody at MISO panicked. And we're going to find that out through, you know, our investigation and our interrogatories. But ultimately, I believe that we need to, you know, notify MISO that we want to leave that contract. The problem is that that has to come from Entergy.
We'll talk more later.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.